Well, Wisconsin sent a number of athletes to the Summer Games in Tokyo this year, and WPR sports reporter Megan Hart is back with us for a few minutes to talk about what sports they're competing in and how they are doing. Hi, Megan.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks so much for being with us, because I know that you're actually working with the broadcasting people right now doing the Olympics, right?
Yep, I am in Stamford, Connecticut, where NBC Sports is headquartered.
Okay.
And working with the team here, and it's just been a great experience. I am a longtime Olympics fan, so to be able to contribute in even a small way feels really good.
That must be. And I know you had originally thought you were going to be in Tokyo, but things changed, unfortunately. But you're really enjoying what you're doing right now.
Yeah, I worked for NBC in Rio and Pyeongchang, and so I was planning to go to Tokyo, but, you know, this, of course, everything is different this year.
Right.
And in a way, being part of this production is really exciting, because I know that with limitations on who can actually travel to Tokyo, a lot of friends and family members are seeing their loved ones who are Olympians on our broadcast actually compete. And so it feels kind of extra cool to be bringing that to the friends and family members of the Olympians this time around.
For sure. Well, like I said, I'm glad that you're able to take a little time out to help us out here understand about who from Wisconsin is playing in the Olympics. And I know that you had spoke with Madeline, is it Bernard? How she pronounces that?
Bernard. Mm-hmm.
Bernard, okay. Actually, before she left for Tokyo, how is she doing, and what is she competing in, number one?
Yeah, so she is from Waterford, near, she grew up kind of in the Racine area, and she is on the shooting team that was really successful in Tokyo, the American shooting team, and it's her first Olympics. She competed in the individual women's trap event, and then she actually competed in the mixed trap, which is the first time that event was contested at the Olympics, and she finished seventh in the individual trap event, but she actually won a bronze medal in the mixed trap with her partner, Brian Burroughs, so it is a historic medal for Wisconsin, being one of the first few people to earn a medal in that event. And it was really exciting, actually, to watch. Her team qualified fourth to compete in the finals. And the team that competed against, both groups shot, they hit 42 of the 50 targets. And then in that bronze medal match, and they had a shoot-off. And the first two shooters, including Maddie's partner, Brian, they hit their targets. Then the woman who actually won a gold medal in the individual event went and she missed the target, and then Madeline made her target. And so she won them the bronze medal.
Oh, my gosh.
Really cool, yeah.
That's great. I think that's one of the best things about the Olympics is are seeing the events that you've never really heard of before, watched for sure, and to have someone from Wisconsin in it, that's great. And another person that you talked to, I think it was last year, but was Stephanie Roble. What's her sport, and how is she doing this year?
Yeah, she. I talked to her actually after they announced that the Olympics were going to be postponed from 2020 to 2021, and so it was actually the same with Madeline. Both of them knew that they qualified before the games were postponed, but Stephanie actually she was concerned, because you know she said that maybe that qualification wasn't even going to be set in stone with the postponement. She's from East Troy, Wisconsin, now lives in Miami, and she's a sailor. So she competed with her partner, Maggie Shea, in one of the sailing competitions. They finished 11th in the 49er FX.
Okay.
But she, when we spoke now more than a year ago, you know, she talked about kind of the challenges that athletes were facing. And this is something I talked to Madeline about as well. And she said, fortunately, with shooting, it's so individual. She was able to keep training throughout the pandemic. And so much of what she does is mental. So much of it was staying kind of tough mentally throughout the pandemic. But for Stephanie, she wasn't able to work with her partner for a lot of that time. They weren't able to get out on the water. She said, in sailing, there's a lot of choreography involved with her partner, making sure that they're on the same page. And so, you know, not only did she say that she was in favor of postponing the games just because it was the right thing to do in terms of health and safety, not only for the athletes, but also for the people of Japan. But she said, you know, it was a very difficult time for her to perform in her sport during the pandemic.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Now, did they have to requalify, or the same team?
They did not.
They did not. Okay.
They were able to go compete. Yeah. And there's so many people, you know, both from Wisconsin and who have Wisconsin connections that have had an impact at these Olympics.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. Now you were talking about the mental fitness and, in your opinion, do you think that the whole Simone Biles story is taking away attention from our other competitors, or is it a good way to focus in on the mental health of the competitors?
You know, I think there's so many amazing athletes competing at the Olympics that all have really unique stories. I think in a way it probably a big star like that kind of speaking out about her own personal experiences helps athletes across sports. But I think, you know, the nice thing is that there have also been a lot of sort of personal triumphs on the sports side of things too to focus on. So I don't think it takes away. And actually, one of the other athletes that has an amazing story and who has spoken out about her own mental health has a Wisconsin connection in Molly Seidel, who's from Brookfield and now lives in New England. But you probably remember seeing her in the headlines before the pandemic. She qualified for the Olympics in the marathon, and she actually did it when she ran her very first marathon at the U.S. Olympic trials.
Right. I heard about that. Crazy.
Yeah. It's just amazing. And she, but even before the trials, she had opened up about her own struggles with anxiety and depression and obsessive compulsive disorder that sort of manifested itself in disordered eating. So she was a huge star in the college track scene. She was the NCAA champion in the 10K at Notre Dame, the ACC Female Athlete of the Year in 2016. And so for her to, not only make headlines with her amazing athletic achievement, but also to be really upfront about her own experiences and struggles in sports, I think is just another example of how, you know, athletes are taking on this new role of being willing to open up about their experiences.
And Molly, has she competed yet, or?
No, I don't think that the marathon has, you know,
there's so many.
So, it gets, so many events.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one yet.
How do you keep track of all that stuff? I'm assuming a lot of more track and field are coming up this week. Is that the case?
Yeah. This week has got a lot of track and field and some other athletes kind of in the track and field area with some Wisconsin connections. There's Alicia Munson, who was also a track star at the University of Wisconsin. She's from the Polk County, Wisconsin area, but she's running in the 10,000. And so that's later this week. And she was a five-time All-American as a Badger. She's got the Big Ten record in the 3,000 meter. So
wow.
She's fortunately she is fine, but she ran at Olympic trials and was hospitalized after her event. And she said that the hospital staff was really excited for her for making the Olympics, but it was just so hot at Olympic trials because it took place in the Pacific Northwest during that snap they had there. But she was still able to qualify and is now competing on her first Olympic team.
How exciting. And our own lovely runner, Jane Rotunda, sent in that the marathon for women is Friday. So thank you, Jane. Yes. And
definitely not an event. Not that there are a lot of Olympic events I think I would be particularly good at, but that is certainly not one that I want to try.
Yeah, it takes a special person to run a marathon for sure.
It really does. Amazing athlete.
So we've talked about some of the women that are from Wisconsin. Do we have any men that are competing there in Tokyo?
Oh, yeah. Also on the track side, there's Kenny Bednarik, who is from the Rice Lake, and he is actually this morning, our time, he competed in the 200-meter semis, and he advanced to the final. So he's going to be one of the three Americans in that final that takes place tomorrow morning. He was the first American to break 20 seconds in that 200 meter. And, you know, it's of course a very, very exciting event. I think an event that a lot of people look forward to, but for the last few Olympics, it's been dominated by Usain Bolt. And so, we have got a changing of the guard this year in that event. And I know I saw that, the Rice Lake Area School District is even having watch parties during his events. And he and Alicia Munson both were, They were both state champions in Wisconsin and track events in high school. So they've got a long history of success in the state. And he's also going to compete in the 4x100 meter relay, which is an event that the Americans typically have success in. So it's really cool for those kind of marquee events to have a Wisconsin athlete competing.
Definitely, definitely. Who else should we be looking for?
Well, you know, of course, I think probably the biggest story before the Olympics in Wisconsin sports, and maybe the biggest story in a very long time in Wisconsin sports, was the Milwaukee Bucks. And so we actually have a couple of heroes from that NBA championship team, Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton, that are competing on the U.S. men's basketball team. They actually shared a flight with Devin Booker, who was on the losing side of the finals.
Oh, but dear.
I think if Devin gets to go home with a gold medal around his neck, that's a nice consolation. But they just beat Spain in the quarterfinal. Drew Holiday had double digits in that game, and they're going to play Australia in the semifinal. But, of course, that team is always considered a favorite at the Olympics. And, you know, there are a few others. I'll just quickly mention a current UW student, Phoebe Bacon. She finished fifth in the 200-meter backstroke and swimming, which is an event and a sport that America always has a lot of success in. And so even just qualifying was a big deal because she beat out the world record holder to get a spot in the team.
Oh.
And so just making that U.S. team is really impressive. And one thing that's great about Phoebe is she's only going to be a sophomore, so she actually won the NCAA title in that event in her very first year in college.
Wow.
And so she's got a great future ahead of herself.
For sure, for sure. And what about the women's soccer team?
Yeah, the women's soccer team, I know we have such high expectations
yes.
for this team because of all of the success that they've had. There's no team has ever won the Women's World Cup and then come back to win the next Olympic Games. And I think it's just kind of by the nature of how this year, of course, everything was different, but how close together those two events usually are. But this time around, they will be playing for bronze. Because they lost to Canada in the semifinal game 1-0. But there is, of course, a Wisconsin connection there, and Rose Lavelle, who played for the Badgers, was a member of the 2019 World Cup team. And so she's, you know, become a really important sort of stalwart of that team. She actually won the bronze ball, best player in that competition. And she still got a chance to win a medal.
Yeah, well, absolutely. You know what? Still, third is pretty impressive if you think about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just making that U.S. women's team is so
exactly.
competitive. Really, anybody, like I said, you know, I love watching sports. I'm a huge sports fan. Not the best athlete. So anybody who can even play a soccer game, I think, is you know, doing pretty well. But yeah, they have had so much success. So even to be a member of that team is really an accomplishment.
Yeah, and the dedication is—it's just amazing how many years that go into this. So, anybody we missed in the last 30 seconds that you wanted to mention quickly?
You know, I will quickly mention, of course, we had some great rowers, and one last person, Alev Kelter, who won a national championship with the UW women's hockey team. She played in rugby. The U.S. women came in sixth. She was the only one of only two two-time Olympians on that team, and so she's a
awesome.
Great athlete and a real credit to UW athletics program.
Okay. Well, thank you very much there, Megan. You got it all in. Appreciate it. You take care and have fun.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in just a second after the news.